Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
For the first time in the new year, Bart Scott.
I'm eating a dry-ass oat crunch.
Yeah. Are you okay for this? Yeah, the damage that we have put on this table when it comes to our nutrition for this afternoon, which what we were calling lunch, but definitely wasn't lunch.
All hydrated oils.
It's definitely embarrassing. Riboflavin,
red dye, 42.
Yeah, it is red dye, 42.
Riboflavin?
What else we got in here? Yellow corn, yep. Sunflower oil.
Lactin seeds.
Sea salt.
No, you had the healthy bag.
Yeah. So with that in mind, it's hour number three of Bart and Han, now exclusively on 98.7 ESPN. When it's hour number three, in 2023, Bart Scott, what's that mean?
It means for the first time in New York, New York only, it's the power hour, 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 hour. Call in the power hour.
Yes.
But it better be that heat.
No, I know. Yeah, if you got to bring the smoke, 800-919-3776. Any calls that are soft, weak, like
that Patrick Ewing finger roll?
No, why? No, no, that's not necessary. Cheap shot.
You gotta slam it, dunk the ball. You're 7'5".
What does Shaq say? You gotta slam it, jam it, and make sure it's broke. We take your call.
Don't come with that soft stuff.
By the way, who better for us to bring into the power hour than one of our favorite people in the world?
What?
Yeah. Gotta be the all the way from West Caldwell, New Jersey.
West Caldwell.
Tessa.
That's what I'm talking about. West Caldwell?
That's what I'm saying.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, Tess.
Oh, she's so happy.
Listen, you already, Bart, stop it. First of all, you know I send my prayers out to the Bills player. I was very sad yesterday.
Yes.
But, on another note, let me freaking get started. Are you freaking kidding me? Like, let's freaking go. Everybody hated on us, Bart. And number one, of course. Remember we were 6-2, 6-1. I was just calling in like, listen, give us this. We didn't even think we would be where we're at right now. All I kept telling you guys, I just want to make the playoffs. The way we were playing, I just want to make the playoffs. I'm doing a butterfly, touchy roll, stanky leg. I'm doing an electric slide. I'm doing everything when we are mollywhopping the Colts because that's what we were supposed to do. That's what we're supposed to do to get to Texas, and we barely got over. But that's what we're supposed to do. I am waiting for Minnesota. I'm waiting for them because we were still in that game after playing so terribly. You watch and see. Y'all, I'm telling you right now, I don't care. Overreaction Tuesday. We are freaking beating Minnesota. We get into the second round. I'm telling you that. You see Landon Collins emerge out of nowhere? He's always been a great player. I can't. I'm so freaking excited and so proud of us. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's just like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, nobody believed in us. This is insane, y'all. Like, y'all know it. Y'all know it. It's insane. We played amazing yesterday on all fronts. Am I right, Alan? When we played.
Why do you say Alan?
We played on all fronts.
Well, I am the football expert here. No, but, Tess, I will say this, though. Where, Brian Daboll's coach of the year. Is, in my mind, 100%. That's the coach
Saquon
of the year.
Saquon comeback player of the year.
Well, but here's the thing, though. Saquon, we kind of knew what Saquon was. Like, we saw it already. We had evidence of Saquon when healthy. He could be a really effective high-end player. We knew this. We didn't know about Daniel Jones. Not at the start of the season.
We know now.
And in the first – yes, we do. In the first month – do you remember in the first month of the season, how many times did the cameras catch Daboll just, like, getting into
lighting
it
him up
with Daniel Jones? Right, lighting him up on the sideline because of turnovers and decisions and letting him know that that's not what we do. He coached him hard. And at this point, now did you see him at the end of that game? He takes him out for a standing ovation, right? He let him get that moment. He was like, he was so happy for him because of how far he has come in his development as a quarterback in just one season. It's almost like he beat out all the bad decisions.
I've never been a fan.
So, like, is Daniel Jones your quarterback, Tess? Is he your quarterback?
Yeah, he's my quarterback. He's definitely
million?
He's definitely Danny Dimes for me. I'm on it because at the end of the day, he showed a resilience and a toughness, and he also showed what good coaching and a healthy team environment can do for you. This man probably always had this in him, but he went through coordinators and coaches that was trash, bump status to the highest. But he got a coach that didn't take no nonsense, but believed in him enough to see, like, okay, I'm the QB whisperer. Let me see if I could do something with him. Yeah, I'm on a bandwagon. He definitely my quarterback. Now, do I think he's going to get a contract out of this world? No. I think he's going to get, like, a three-year deal worth a lot of money, and if he do what we think he can do, that's when I think that last 2 years going to come, and it's going to be insane. But I definitely think he's our quarterback, and I think we're going to franchise Saquon. We got to give him another year. We got to. We can't lose neither one of them. So we need that double head. You know what I'm saying? We need that dynamic duo because without them, we wouldn't even be where we at right now. But the defense is balling. So you know what I'm saying? Like, all I'm saying is that I'm just so hyped. I'm ready. Y'all know right now how your earplugs on because when we beat Minnesota, I'm telling you now, I'm screaming. I'm wowing. I might not even have a voice. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to do whatever I can. But listen, we in there. We in. And we all in. We all in. I don't care. I'm not talking crazy like Super Bowl. We just in.
But you're in.
Tess, congratulations.
Yes. We're happy for you, Tess.
Bart,
you know we
do you
love
really
you.
Mean that? You're such a hater, Bart. Bart, somehow, I just want to shoot you once. Because you are such a hater,
listen,
Bart.
Dayball is a Dayball is a friend of mine, and Wink Martindale is a friend of mine. Yeah. Those are my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never hated on the
and
Giants.
And the one part, I'll tell you what, too. And Tess, we love you. Thank you for the call. We love your energy, as always. But people also need to keep this in mind when it comes to haters. Bart Scott, even though you call him Junior Whopper Hands, you have been
on Daniel Jones for 4 years.
You have been pushing him as, and I remember we were doing morning shows together. Like, anytime we have talked about them, while you will tease him as Junior Whopper Hands,
yep.
What you're basically saying is he has small hands, which mm-hmm. No man really wants to be told that, or no man wants that revealed to the world.
That's why you need a Junior Whopper.
The Junior Whopper makes your hands feel big.
Yeah.
But you have always said that he's got something about it. Like, there's talent there.
I said he's just as talented as Josh Allen.
Well, I don't know about just as talented, but he's got the same skill set.
He can run.
Mm-hmm.
He can throw the ball. He's, you know, very accurate down the field.
He's fast as hell, by the way.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He, you know what I'm saying? I met Daniel Jones before he even got into college. He came and visited me when I was at the other station because he's a former Virginia guy, right? Or is he Duke?
Went to Duke.
Oh yeah, he's a Duke guy, but he has some type of connection with Tiki, and he came in to visit, and he came in with classic Dockers on and a button up shirt, and I've been a fan of his.
He always wears that.
Yeah, I've been a fan of his.
It's the Eli Manning collection.
Yeah, him and Hardball, the only people that walk around
still wearing
Dockers. Dockers all day. Dockers too, or Bugle Boys.
By the way, just a quick question. You hate Tiki?
No, you
do. You can tell the world. They're competition, man.
Yeah, he's a competition, but like it's like a football game.
BT and I are like we've been friends for years,
but you don't
right?
Hate him?
No, it's on. Like, no, I don't hate him.
So we going full heel?
I think.
We don't go full hill?
Well, shouldn't we want to kick their ass? I mean, right?
No, I kick my friends' ass worse than I kick my enemies.
I see. That's how I feel.
Because we got the same circle. See what I'm saying? So if I don't kick Tiki ass, he's like, he talked to our agents.
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
Ha, 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 ha. By the way,
like,
me,
isn't that cute? They're only New York now, but we still beat them. Yeah. Like, that ain't happening.
By the way, me, Tiki, and Tyranny all have the same agent.
You got to come to my side, then. You need to be in Orny's army. You
got to come to the dark side.
I like Lep, but I mean, you got to come to Orny's
army. Come to the dark side.
Yeah. Can we recruit you?
We all know that Tiki and Tyranny both look like pre-burnt matches.
Wait, what?
They're like pre-burnt matches. You see them little milk duds?
They're not as handsome as us.
That's how you know we winning, man.
They're not as handsome.
We winning because we got the foliage. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's helpful.
Yeah, I'm saying.
You know?
If they want to look like that, they got to go get lace fronts.
Wear hats.
You know, like, listen, next time anybody see, you know, Tiki or Tyranny on TV or something, just look at the back of their head, and then I want you to go get a book of matches, and that's what they look like. But I love them, though.
Oh, we love them.
Yeah, we love the hell out of them.
But we're going to beat the hell out of them.
Yeah. We're going to ask them what the five fingers say to the face.
Slap! 800-919-3776 is
the
number.
That's what we here for!
But you know what, though?
What?
We are getting a call. I'm a little emotional right now.
Huh?
From Kentucky.
Kentucky?
Kentucky. We have Kenny, who's calling all the way from Kentucky. Kenny, how are you hearing us?
The home of bluegrass?
I'm screaming you, and I think that you guys are still going to be national because there's going to be a ton of people screaming you just like I am. Because
damn it, Kenny,
far,
right in the heart.
You are by far the best radio show on, and it's not even close.
Kenny, that's great. Okay, we greatly appreciate that.
Where you go? What are you doing right now? Are you at home watching?
He's
chilling.
He's streaming us.
Bart, I'm an old Marine and a retired rural mail carrier.
Thanks for your service.
And God I've spent my life listening to radio, and I would really like to tell whoever made that decision to kiss my ass.
It's you okay. You can say it.
You know what though? He can kiss our ass too. Kenny, man, it's just.
I like those other guys, but man, you guys are by far the best. And
it warms our heart, man. Yeah, we appreciate that. That's why we do it, man, to try and make people's day go by faster and more enjoyable. Right. And that's really what we're.
The good
here,
news
man.
Is,
have
you
fun.
Well, you're just good guys too. That's the thing. You're just good guys.
Yeah, so. Just don't tell everybody that though. They won't believe you. But Kenny, I'll tell you what though. The good news is that's the best thing about obviously technology and everything where we are today. Is that you can still hear us. There's a lot of our listeners who were with us on the network were, how are we going to hear you? How are you going to hear? And I put out the link. Is it here? You get the app. You can listen to us on the app, and you never miss a thing. So, Kenny, the fact that you were able to, you went to the trouble to find that and to tune into us.
And call in, too.
Yeah, Kenny, you're on the VIP list. Yeah. When you call in, you get early preference anytime you want to talk about anything sports-related.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right. God bless. Thank you, Kenny. See? Peoples.
You know what I'm saying? We getting our crew together. We got to figure out a name for
Assemble
our crew.
Assemble your crew.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all want pancakes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We need to, you know what? That's what we're going to do. Help us brainstorm, our listeners. Help us brainstorm what we should call our crew. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I did a thing when I was with DiPietro,
yeah.
Which didn't come out right. When Rick and I had a show together.
Pause.
Phrasing. We had a thing we called the Hunterage.
Ah, okay.
And that's kind of pretentious.
I should have the Carter because our nickname was CMB. So we used to have a Carter.
The Carter, yeah.
Everybody that's in the block.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So help us come up with something. You know what I'm saying? You from Strong Island. I'm from Detroit. We got to figure out something in between there. You know what I'm saying? We need our crew. We need our peoples. So when they call, and then we make some T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And the best caller of the day, we send our T-shirts.
What happened to all our stuff? Does Bristol still have our T-shirt? Our swag was like legit.
But I feel like we need to remix it.
Nah, we still have that.
We can reproduce it too.
I might as well. Whatever's left in the box, we should just give it to people.
Yeah,
mugs, the hats,
The caller of the day.
Caller of the day, Kenny. Yeah. We should have got Kenny's address. We could have sent him a whole bunch of stuff.
He's still listening?
Yeah.
Kenny, hit us up on the Twitter.
Yeah.
We're going to send you something,
yeah.
Kenny.
Yeah, we'll definitely.
We're assembling our crew day by day, brick by brick. We're going to build up our fortress, and we're going to boss everybody out. It's just going to be us sitting on the throne.
On the what?
On the throne, son.
I mean, is there a better way to put that? I mean, sitting on the throne kind of is a connotation to something that not really anybody wants to visualize.
I enjoy it.
Well, I mean, it's vital.
Yeah.
But we could probably say something on the pedestal.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
All right.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we will. It's Bart and Hahn. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN.
It's early.
800-919-3776 is the number. We'll continue with your calls momentarily. Again, just updating the big story from last night from Monday Night Football. Damar Hamlin, of course, the safety from the Bills. A cardiac arrest on the field. The game was stopped. It was not. They did not finish the game, of course, last night. He remains in the hospital. He remains in critical condition. The NFL did put out an update, however, a statement just about an hour ago.
Yeah.
So they said that they continue to be in regular contact with the medical team that's caring for Damar Hamlin, also the Bills and the Bengals organizations and the NFL Players Association. The league, though, in this statement said, after speaking with both teams and NFLPA leadership, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell informed the clubs today that the Bills-Bengals game will not be resumed this week.
So we need to discuss that.
Yeah. So the NFL's made no decision regarding the possible resumption of the game at a later date. The league has not made any changes to the Week 18 regular season schedule. And they'll continue to provide additional information as it becomes available. I love that at the end of every statement because you're like, all right, great, thanks.
Yeah.
But bottom line is there's no plan to resume the game and there's no plan to change up next week's schedule to fit it in or anything like that.
Which affects everything. So we needed to When is our break? See, that's the thing. We got to learn our new. What the hell is our new clock?
We got tons of time. What are you talking
about? Oh, we got tons of time?
Tons of time.
I thought we was out at 20.
No, nah, man, it ain't network now. The shackles are off.
Oh.
Are you serious?
So you saying? So you telling me that I'm Django Unchained?
You can say that. I rather
you telling me that I'm Django.
I am not.
I'm Django.
No, I'm going to say.
I want to hear you telling me Alan Hahn.
I don't want to say that.
Cheddar Bob is telling me.
Why would you call me Cheddar? Why am I Cheddar Bob, by the way? Hey, right? I was going to use your word. Now, because of the, you know, the whole idea there's no like structure of the network and all that stuff, we can go, as Bart Scott would say, Waka Flocka.
Oh.
Yeah. Now you know what I'm saying.
Or Four Tropic Thunder.
Or we could do that too.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's discuss then if that's where we're at. So all the chain reaction is this affects so many teams, right? Because this game was so important because these teams were both fighting for because they're in the lead in their division.
Right.
So if one of those teams lost, especially the Cincinnati Bengals, that means that the game against the Ravens was going to be flexed. That game was going to be flexed to be a primetime game because essentially if the Cincinnati Bengals lost, that means that whoever won between the Ravens and Cincinnati wins the division, which potentially gives them an opportunity to be the 2 or 3 seed or 2 seed and face the number 7
seed. Yeah, here's again, just to break it down, the AFC North right now, the Bengals are 11-4 without that game being played.
Right.
If they had won that game, they'd be tied with the Bills with the top record in the AFC.
But no, but it wouldn't
matter. But they'd have the tiebreaker.
But the Chiefs would be number one. That elevates the Chiefs to number
13-3.
Yes.
My bad. That's right. I'm scrolling down slowly. So now, I completely forgot about Kansas City.
Yeah, 2 and 3 are important.
So then obviously you have the second seed, and then they'd win the tiebreaker. But now with the Ravens at, 10-6.
No, but if they lose, then they would have been.
They'd be 11-5. Now you'd be
the Ravens, and if the Ravens win, and the Ravens have the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
That means the Ravens beat them twice.
Yeah.
So that means the Ravens win a division. Yeah. That means that the Bengals potentially go from the first seed, or the second seed, or the third seed to automatically the fifth seed and happen to play on the road and not even hosting a home game.
Yeah.
So
when
you talk about the importance of the game, and this also affects because now if you're the Ravens, maybe I tell Lamar Jackson it's time to go. It's go time. The division's on the line.
Yeah, you got to play.
See, but now. You play them now, and they're going to play a game after. Now you played and put Lamar Jackson at risk for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
When you could have just rested Lamar and said, Lamar, listen, we're not going to win the division. It's time to go ahead and let's go play. Right? But now you don't know if you're the Ravens. Do you put Lamar Jackson out there potentially a week earlier? Like a week means a lot in as far as the healing process and being able to get ready. So now the Ravens are sitting there like, man, we don't know what to do. Do we tell Lamar Jackson we need Superman out here so we can try and beat the Bengals so we can win a division? Division titles are something that you dream of if you're a team. So now, also, if you're sitting out there, you the Patriots or you the Bills, you like, yo, if we would have lost, we ain't playing our dudes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We ain't playing our dudes against the Patriots.
Of course.
Then, if you're not playing your dudes, if you're the Bills, then the Patriots like, we get to sneak in because all we got to do is win and we're in.
Well, that makes me throw up my mouth.
Right. But now, if the Bills won, the Bills are going to try and win again. So that they can have the best record, so they can everything goes to Orchard Park.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what that means? That means we got to kick that. We got to beat the hell out of the Patriots, which means the Dolphins get in. The Dolphins are like, hell yeah, we in.
How did they get in? Right.
Right. So like, it affects everybody.
All the Jets had to do was just
1 out of 5.
Meanwhile, breaking news: the Chiefs are going to have the top seed in the AFC, aren't they?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But
shocking
they,
to you.
No. But if they play this game, if they make this game up and the Bills win twice. The Bills win twice. No, you're not setting me in that rabbit hole. I'm not falling for that banana in the tailpipe. I'm not falling for that one. Nah. Because I'm saying the Bills win.
I'm just saying it's like who'd have thunk that they could be a that good? When I remember a show, they took it off the national network. But I remember a show that they predicted that
The
Chiefs might not make the playoffs.
Listen, Stevie Wonder couldn't see Russell Wilson playing this bad. Stevie Wonder could not see Russell Wilson playing this damn bad.
It was pretty bad.
Like, we didn't expect that, and we thought the Chargers were legit.
Can I, before we take a break here, and again, more of your calls. That's what we love. I mean, the Power Hour, by the way, is all about you, the listeners. So we take tons of calls in this hour for those who might have, you guys don't talk enough New York, so I'm going to listen to the other garbage station until you guys talk New York. All right, we're talking New York. You get what you want. So this hour is 800-919-3776. We go calls. We're getting tweets now all around the country, which I love this. So this guy uses his Twitter handle as Nunya D.B. business.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. That's my man.
It's classic.
North Carolina listener here. Agree with the caller. Best show in the land, hands down. I ain't going anywhere.
That's what I'm talking about.
And then we get
Sam
Darnold
might be going somewhere, but.
Yeah, William said, I've been listening to you guys for a while, and I'm still listening to y'all in South Carolina.
South Crack-a-Lack and Bojangles.
He said, I've called several times. Keep up the great work. Bart, stay real as always. He knows no other way to
do it. So listen, if you're because I want to hear, if you're a Dolphins fan, first of all, ha ha ha, because I told you this was gonna happen. Remember,
all them L's, yeah.
Yeah, you want to talk about my misstatement.
But if they get into the playoffs anyway.
No, but you want to talk about my misstatement.
Yeah.
When I was talking about the Chiefs weren't gonna make it to the playoffs.
You got to tell me. This.
But I did say what was going to happen to the Dolphins.
And you're right.
And I predicted when it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And it happened exactly like I said. Even worse than I thought it was going to happen. But, you know, also when you talk about Daboll in this market, you have to ask yourself, like, is he the coach of the year? Right now he is.
Mm-hmm.
But things can change. Because I feel if Mike Tomlin wins and gets in the postseason, you have to give it to him. Rookie quarterback, a guy that was out of a draft class that we didn't think that was good. And TJ Watt being hurt.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, I just, to me, like Daboll in his first year coaching, like that's a hell of a job.
Yeah, but also you think about what the Steelers lost. They lost a franchise quarterback in year
that's
one.
That's a good debate for tomorrow. Yeah. I think that's a fun debate to set up for tomorrow.
And then Jacksonville. If Jacksonville gets in and wins this division over Tennessee.
Doug Peterson.
You talk about an organization that was distraught,
yeah.
That been made fun of.
Yeah.
You talk about a couple years ago, the NFLPA was telling free agents not to
don't
sign
them. Go there.
You talk about what happened 1 year after Urban Meyer leaves, mm-hmm. and he's able not to go to the playoffs, win the division.
Yeah,
I don't care how bad a division
is. It don't matter.
To win the
still
division
a banner.
And to hang a banner.
Yeah.
So you got to put him up there as a candidate as well.
Fair.
So for today, I know we'll talk about it tomorrow, but ask yourself and just ponder,
mm-hmm.
who should be coach of the year?
Riddle me this.
And who should get fired?
By the way, Ray Dinahan, our producer.
Ray Dizzle?
You know, like you were saying, we need a nickname for the listeners and all.
Yeah.
This is an interesting one. What do you think of the Bart Stars?
Well, you know, I was named, my mother loved Bart Star, even though my dad was named Bart. So I don't know who it came from. Was it was it for Bart Star?
Your dad's name is like.
But she,
you
she,
were named after your dad.
But
like, don't do
Bart
that.
Star.
This poor man's got to watch the Lions. Like, the least you could do.
The Lions may make it to the playoffs.
How about that?
All they got to do is beat Green Bay. Oh, man, Green Bay, man.
Ooh, how about that story?
They found a way to sneak
in. Aaron, yes. All right.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
You want to go to the truck, Bart?
Let's go to the truck.
Let's talk to Dre.
Yo.
Dre, what's happening?
What's happening? Listen, let me tell y'all something funny. I'm going to share something funny with you. I drive trucks from North Carolina. Right now, I'm actually on I-5 headed to San Francisco. But and I'm not an emotional guy at all. But the last day when you all were on syndicated, you know, national syndicated radio, and even though you had told everybody, don't worry about it, there's an app, you can still reach us. Man, I was in the truck tearing up, man. I'm like, whoa, I can't believe this. I had to check myself. I just want you all to know one thing. Yeah. There is a Bart and Han army out here, and we follow you guys. We love you, man. Y'all guys are magnificent, and I appreciate you, man. Thank y'all.
No, thank you. Hey, what's the special at Bojangles right now? Is it like buy two, get three free?
I got a four-piece platter, and the difference between the platter and the combo is...
Oh, his Wi-Fi drops.
Oh,
we were trying to hit a moving target. That's what it was.
He's just driving along, and then the signal just cut out.
Bloop.
Dre's the best. See, that's how I love. We still hear from our peoples.
Drizzy, Drizzy.
Yeah, that's what matters. How about Joe in Maryland? Joe,
my neck of the woods.
Hey guys, I just want to let you know I followed you from National, and I'm gonna keep listening. I ain't got no connections to New York teams, but you my guys.
Appreciate it. We talk about everything.
I love it, Joe.
If you want to talk about Action Jackson coming up here, who's your team?
I'm a Ravens fan, saying I got no connection to New York, so I don't know about all that. But as long as we talk about Action Jackson,
that's all right, Joe. Joe, I mean, Bart's going to talk Ravens. He's going to force that into the conversation. There's no problem. And when the Jets trade for Lamar Jackson, I mean, it's a big story.
Don't you do that. Don't you be talking that.
Yo, what's up with Lamar with the Oakleys, man? Like, with the sunglasses.
Hey, you got to wear shades.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I tell you what, man. My mom called me at 7:03. Like, how can they not tackle nobody? I'm like, Mom, I ain't even woke up yet, Mom. Listen. I told Willie Colon not to call me yesterday. I was like, man, I'm not talking to you, Stiller. You former Stiller. Don't talk to me. Yeah. I want to hear none of that stuff. Like,
wow.
It's Stiller's week, man. Can't believe we lost to them.
Yeah, that was a rough game to watch.
Yeah, man. Tyler Huntley. I mean, did Lamar Jackson earn more money or lose more money by not playing because he shows his value?
I don't know. That's a huge decision for that franchise to make, is what to do, what to spend.
It's to guarantee him, money on him.
Guarantee. That's what I mean. Like, are you all – look, again, is there buyer's remorse in Arizona?
Yeah.
On that deal, right? Like, this, is there buyer's remorse in Denver? Hell yeah. You know, so Joe, I mean, for the Ravens, that's not an easy decision to make. And if a team comes along and gives you like a boatload of
if they give you the Russell Wilson assets, two ones, two twos, three players.
Once you have generational talent, you hold on for as long as you can.
That's true.
See, Joe's thinking like, yeah.
So listen, this is your opportunity because, you know, Eric DeCoste is my boy.
All right.
So go ahead and tell Eric DeCoste what he needs to do. From the fans.
He needs to back up that Brinks truck. You remember back when it was Jalen Rams was down for a training camp and he showed up in that Brinks truck? Yeah. Back it up. Every dollar counts to this deal.
Joe, we appreciate you, man. Thanks so much for checking in. All right, let's continue with the calls. How about we go? All right, so a little something about me. My family, my father's side, from Howard Beach.
Mm.
It's personal for me, Howard Beach. Personal. Special place. Mm. And we got Jeff calling from Howard Beach. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, what's up, guys, man? Happy, healthy. Prayers to DeMar Hamlin, man. That was the craziest thing I've seen watching 40-something years of football.
Yep.
And, Bart, when the Dolphins were 8-3, I knew they were going to lose four straight games. That being said, I'm embarrassed to be a Dolphin fan right now. But I'm guaranteeing you – the Dolphins are making the playoffs because what happened yesterday helps the Dolphins so much because now the Bills are going to go out and kick the Patriots, you know what?
Yeah.
And if we could actually beat the Jets with a third-string quarterback, we are going to go to the playoffs and get our ass handed to us by the Kansas City Chiefs. At least I'm going to be playing on Wild Card weekend, and that's all I can ask
bro,
for.
Bro, that's true. Let me tell you something about
South Beach. Let me tell you
something about South Beach, and especially when the U-Haul trucks have already been ordered and the pods have been made. Like, it's hard to go down to South Beach when you have absolutely nothing to play for and focus.
Yeah, but what – thanks, Jeff. Good to hear from you. There was a lot going on back there.
Yeah,
But he was talking about getting to the Wild Card.
And if they get in, they're dangerous.
It's not like they're going to be playing at home.
Right, but they're dangerous, though. No, I'm talking about for the Jets going. I'm talking about the Jets. But he'll come back for the playoffs.
You think so?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah, he'll come back for the playoffs.
How many times is he going to get his egg scrambled before it's like, you know what, why don't you sit this out for
Michael Carter got his noodle scrambled three times last year, and he kept playing. You know, it just kind of happens, right? But what I'm saying is, like, for players going down there, it's tough to focus.
You're saying the Jets –
going to
in
South
their
Beach,
final game of the season.
It's tough. It's like you're so
there's no motivation.
You're so deflated from what happened. And if you're the Jets, how many guys do you want to put at risk? You want to put Dwayne Brown out there if he gets hurt?
No.
Now you have to pay him. You have to get an injury settlement.
Right.
Like you look at some of the guys that you may be moving on from. You know, they have decisions to make on, you know, Corey Davis. They got decisions to make on Carl Lawson. Like he signed a 3-year deal. He's going into that deal where you can get out of that and maybe save yourself $10-15 million on the cap. And if you believe in Jermaine Johnson, then you believe that his second year, it's time for him to be a starter. So you may put him on that side and say, okay, we got Franklin Myers. How much money can you continue to invest in the defensive line? Because they have one of the most expensive defensive lines in all of football.
Well, it's because they have so much depth.
Yeah, but you have Sheldon Rankins, right?
Yeah.
You know, the Jets may have the most expensive defensive line in football. You may not even know that. And that's before they pay Quinnen Williams. So if you're going to pay Quinnen Williams, you can't have that much of your salary cap tied up on the D-line. So it could cost you Carl Lawson. It could cost you Sheldon Rankins because the Jets need a fat dude. Like, did you see Seattle, the Reed dude?
Oh, my God.
He was three people. And listen,
like
he
three,
was.
Well, how big is
they,
he?
He's about 350.
Like, yeah, because he was literally.
He played with Willie Colon. He had his fat had fat. You know what I'm saying? And that's what the Jets don't have, a big guy. They lost Foley Fatakasi the year before.
Right.
And even Foley wasn't that big. He was maybe 320. When I say they need a big, greasy Dexter Lawrence, Snacks Harrison, Chris Jenkins, Haloti Ngata, Ted Washington, Casey Hampton, I need somebody that's borderline type 2 diabetes. I need a guy that's got high cholesterol. I need a guy that's got to come in and get on a fat man walk because he's got us in his contract.
Yeah.
You have a weight limit.
Give me a guy that when he's sweating smells like bacon. Give me that guy.
He should be Big Howard. I already told you about Big Howard. Big Howard. That's how Rex was called. Big Howard. Howard Green. Big Howard used to come in that thing. Rex was like, hey, man, listen, we're going on break. I need you to lose some weight, big fella. You got 2 weeks to lose weight.
Can't happen.
This dude came back 12 pounds heavier. Like, yo, how the hell you gained 12 pounds in 7 days? 7 days. I swear to God, he came
that's
back 12
hard
pounds.
To do.
And, this is Rex. Big, I got to let you go, man. I can't. I just told you need to lose weight. It's like you went on a binge.
Yeah.
Like you went to Fat Tuesdays like this to me. Like, what the hell you doing? But guess what? Big, Got the last laugh. Guess what he did that year? What'd
he do?
He went to the Green Bay Packers and won a Super Bowl.
Worked out for him then.
Worked out for Big High.
Had that 12 pounds dude.
You know,
he used all that extra 12 pounds.
Yeah. You know what Big High did?
What?
With all that extra money he got, more food for Big High.
He what?
More food for Big High.
More food.
So the Jets need a fat dude. So like that, the Jets today I don't think are going to spend that much money. Because you have to say, hey, we spent the first round draft pick on Jermaine Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
We need him to play.
Yeah.
We love Huff.
Yeah.
Right? So you feel like, okay, I got a backup. I got a swing guy in Huff. You got Franklin Myers who can play inside and outside.
Right.
You have Quinnen. What you don't have is a big space eater. That's why I feel like they got wore down because people couldn't just hold a point of attack. Solomon Thomas is a good player. I know people look at him as a first round bust. He's a high effort guy. He's not a real big guy. He's good in the locker room. He's good for the community. But he's like 290, maybe. And he's like 6'2". Like, that just doesn't work in today's football, especially if you want to play with four down linemen and you're going to get double teamed all day.
Hey, you said
like,
they got to find
If I could sign this, if the Giants are going to sit up and pay, you know, Saquon and pay Danny Dimes, I might try and sneak in and give me a Dexter Lawrence.
Oh, see if you can.
Because he's a big fat boy.
Take him away.
Yeah.
He's had a hell of a year.
They stole our guy.
Listen,
they stole our Leonard Williams.
He was at the Knicks game yesterday.
Yeah.
They had four Giants were at the game, sitting courtside.
Yeah, two seats. They gave him a love chair.
I'm telling you. I don't know who was sitting next to him. You know people talk about man spread?
Yeah.
Like if you're sitting in a crowded, on a crowded train, there's always that dude that just like he can't keep his knees together.
Yeah.
Like Dex took just man spread in the whole row.
He that guy that when you sit there, like you get stuck behind his lat and like you can't and you're on the plane and he's spread out and you like, yo, son, yo, man, I paid full price for this, B. This the extra space aisle, Holmes. I need some help, man. Get your fat ass tricep
triceps.
My forearm. Then you try, you can't even try and fight.
Like those
for
are the guys that when you're sitting, you're in a window seat.
Yeah.
And there's someone in the aisle, and like you know, you're at the end of the like people are boarding the plane, and you know it's almost over, and then all of a sudden,
like, oh,
here comes Big Al, and you're like,
it's like don't be the seat,
damn it!
It's like barbershop when they bring the ATM up. He said, "No, we gonna go," and Big Fella squirrels through, and he put that fat on his fingers.
And then just the rest of that flight, you're skin on skin. I can start to taste what you had for lunch.
And you sit forward the entire flight because if you sit back, you can't.
Oh, it's
sit
over.
Back.
No, it's over. No, you're sitting forward. You're leaning against the window, whatever it takes.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Joel Sherman tweeting that Dom Smith.
That's the good news.
Has a 1-year agreement.
With the Yankees?
With?
The Yankees.
No, he's in the NL East.
Detroit?
The NL East.
Oh. I'm just jumping a gun, man. Just give it to me, man.
The Nationals.
Okay. I'm happy for Dom.
You're happy for Dom.
Dom is a personal best friend of mine.
He is. He's a friend of the show.
Even though he's never talked to me before.
What do you mean? Friend of the show.
I mean, we never hung out.
He loves you.
Yeah, I love him too. He's my baseball Bobo.
He is your baseball Bobo, but Bobo's better than him at his sport than Dom Smith is at his sport. Is that unfair?
Should look at that. He would be a great first baseman for the Yankees. And with that sweet lefty swing.
I mean, Anthony Rizzo's kind of good.
He's old. He ain't no Dom Smith.
You're right. He's not Dom Smith. Accurate. Now, do you want the good news?
Yeah, give me the good
news. This is better stuff. There was a Instagram. I know, I sound like an old man. On this Instagram,
snap tweet,
snap face. I'm the king of awkward. That Carlos Correa has a picture of him and his son.
Yeah, I saw that.
Getting ready to go to a workout.
I saw that.
Son is wearing a t-shirt. Hmm. It has a hot dog and a pretzel, which looks like I love, and then an NY. And he said he's going to work.
The Yankees signed him.
I mean, he's already agreed to a deal with the Mets. But we're waiting on that deal to be finalized.
Listen, this is the hostile takeover.
When does that happen?
Man, it's got to be a lot of language guarantees up in that thing, man.
Has to be, right?
It has to be some outs, some potential outs. I mean, you can make this a long-term deal, but have outs at every different point. You know what I mean? Options, opt-outs.
If he's got that bad of an issue with the
degenerative ankle.
Ankle, that there's a plate or something in there from his minor league. If there's something that bad.
Yeah.
There's got to be outs for the team just to protect the team.
Yeah, because they only cut $300 million.
Whether it's
a lot
games
of money
played,
yeah.
Whether there's some type of threshold that then kick in and, okay, that guarantees next year. Okay, that guarantees next year. Something like you got to get creative.
Yeah, and if he really has this infatuation with the Mets and want to play next
to
Lindor.
Well, Lindor's
his
boy.
That's what
I'm
saying. If you want to play next to Lindor and the money is right, he should be able to assume some risk as well. And you talk about assuming the risk of.
But what's his option? Playing in New York
or playing
the big
in Minnesota
market with his friend or going to Minnesota or San Francisco. And it's like, man.
With a team that was knocking on the door and being one of the better teams. I know they didn't make it to the playoffs, but this team with Verlander and Scherzer, I mean, they.
What do you mean? And they've got an all-star at like every position right now.
They're ranked number two, power rankings.
I mean, they got a squad.
Listen,
and
I
he
hope
can be part of that squad. If you're him, all right, if you're him, professional athlete, you're him.
Yeah.
Are you telling Boris? Yeah, like
stand down.
Let's do it.
Stand down. I just give me a guaranteed portion of it. Let's guarantee half of it, so to speak, and then let's kick in escalators.
Wasn't it originally 13 years?
Yeah, 13 years, 318 or
something like that. Yeah,
that's, do not take my pocket. Million or two.
And you think you're getting 7 years out of me?
Yeah,
I ain't giving you a 7-year guarantee.
No. What I'm saying is,
I'll give you.
When I say guarantee half of it, I'm talking about half the money. Now, you can
hell
pay me like
no,
you can pay
no.
$150.
Hell no, I will guarantee your first 3 years. If in the
first
second
three years,
year,
first
hang
three
on,
years like $120.
If in the second year, you have reached a certain amount of games played with no injury time, I'll guarantee then the next year. And then we'll just keep escalating the guarantees every time you hit a games played number. Now, you could say, well, then you can sit him out and all that stuff. Steve Cohen ain't doing that.
Yeah, but not games guaranteed.
It's not the Wilpons anymore. Yeah, they're not going to play that game.
Not game guaranteed because, you know, he's going to have to take days off like anybody else and get rest, and you want to keep him on a pitch count anyway.
Yeah.
But when you talk about first 3 years, if it's a $300 million deal, how much is that annually a year anyway? So 3 years is what? What is it, like 35 million? Hey, do the math.
I mean, it's a little late to be doing math on this stuff right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but all I'm saying is that I would not go like that deep into it. You want to go 5 years where I'll guarantee the first five, and then we'll see how things go, and then maybe it kicks in 2 years after that, 2 years after that, 2 years after that.
That's what I'm saying. The first five is 150 because if he's making annual, if you talk about 10 years, whatever, $300 million is 30.
Wait, whatever the math tells me, I'm looking at years because really it's not about the money.
Right.
It's about the years, the year commitments. Because what you don't want is like, you know, in year seven, he can't play anymore.
Yeah.
You don't want that. You still got 5 years to go after that.
I wonder if it's like Diaz where they paying him to 20, 50 right. Anyway.
Well, thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.